Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Antonio Brown. He tweets it out, a nice little, you know, letter to the Pittsburgh fans, basically saying it's time to move on and start a new chapter in his career. And then he made an official request with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a trade. I think we both, you know, hey, it's his right. And he didn't feel like Ben Roethlisberger has been treating him right, and he was just tired of being the scapegoat. There was a story that said he felt like he was always the scapegoat. When something went wrong, it was always on Antonio. There are those that say, you know, a few weeks ago there were reports that he was upset, and one of the impetuses for his anger and his attitude was when Juju Smith-Schuster, the other receiver who had a tremendous year for the Steelers, was the MVP.
Right.
And Antonio, who led them in touchdowns, felt like, well, I'm the one being double teamed that allowed Juju to get his game off. So whatever your take is, but what do you think? How you feel about this?
I'm fine with it. He wants to be out. I've always said, if I ever owned a team or I was a general manager, Chris, and anybody who doesn't want to be there, I'm getting you out. I only want people who want to. Pat Riley once said to the Knicks, either you're in or you're out. There's no half step in.
And they
there's
won. No, those middle. Knicks won how many championships?
Well, stop.
I'm just saying.
He got them to the finals.
That's always your litmus test. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, Marv Levy. Let's stop dissing Marv Levy.
I'm just telling you.
He got them to 4 straight Super Bowls.
Either you're in or you're out. What part don't you understand?
I don't understand. Sometimes you give guys props for getting there.
I'm not giving him credit. The Knicks haven't won anything since 1973. All I'm saying is his run wasn't a complete waste of time, but I did agree with his take of either you're in or you're out. There's no straddling the fence.
You don't get them out on the first thing smoking. Not necessarily.
No, I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I'm just saying.
You make a good deal.
So Antonio Brown doesn't want to be there anymore. I'm okay. I got to facilitate something to get him out. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with that, because if he doesn't want to be there, if his heart
is, he's not going to work hard.
Right,
he's going to cause a problem, a situation. So let's just move the guy. As hard as it is to give up a guy of that talent, I think you do, and you move on.
What would you give up to get him? If you're another team, how badly do you
I would
want
try to
him?
Give
they
up
won a first round
I
pick.
Would try to give up as little as possible.
Of course.
Because
would you give up a first round pick?
No, because I think you could get him without a first round pick. Because they have almost no choice but
I
to move
know.
Him.
I don't know. Look, see, that's where we differ.
I'm
with you on, if you don't want to be here, I will, you know, look to get out, but if I can't get a decent price for you, then I'm not just giving you away for pennies.
I can't bring you back.
Oh, I can bring you back.
I can't bring you back.
Because he's a professional, too, and I'm paying you. I mean, seriously.
I'm not bringing him back.
Then I don't know what his contract is. It's not guaranteed, I'd imagine.
But whenever it's public
be cut?
But whenever it's public like this, it just – It lessens his value for other teams. Everybody knows he doesn't want to be there. So I'm going to hold out and give less because they're desperate to make a move. I'm not going to – now.
See, I wouldn't let a player put me in a desperate situation.
Well, but
if I'm the owner,
I get it.
I'm the one writing the checks. I'm not letting you put me in a
desperate
situation.
That sounds good, but you don't always have the leverage. You don't always have the leverage.
You're the
owner. I know, but sometimes you got to swallow your pride and take something less just to move on. I'm just saying, I agree with you, Chris, but normally, like the Porzingis trade was a perfect example. It came out in left field, right? Nobody knew he wasn't feeling. I know he didn't go to the Phil Jackson exit interview, but nobody knew that he didn't want to be there.
The Knicks had a good – they had actually – the reason they were able to do it so quickly, Because remember, the story did came out that he requested a trade, and he was traded like that.
The next day, though, it seemed like that. Right.
They had already been talking.
That's
to teams
what I'm talking about.
Right. About him, because they were getting
vibes that he doesn't want to be there, and that's what I'm saying. If Antonio Brown doesn't
the difference though is Antonio's locked up. He's got what 3 years left on his
deal. Yeah, but I don't know if those are all. I don't know how the NFL contracts. They're not even
it's
being
probably
all,
not guaranteed.
All the money's not guaranteed, so it's a little different.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I still don't think the Steelers have to bow to his will and give him up for nothing.
I'm
this
not saying nothing. I don't know about a first round pick.
All right, well how would you be leery at all of him? Because of his antics.
No. He's a hell of a wide receiver. He's a difference maker. What did he have last year? 14 touchdowns in 12 games? What was it?
He's fantastic.
Am I right?
His stats last year he had.
How many? 14?
I believe he had 15. 15 touchdowns in 15 games. That was a career high.
Dude, you know how many guys are looking for a wide receiver who can score a touchdown? Go look up Julio Jones and how many touchdowns he had last year.
Yeah, but Julio's a bad boy.
I know, but I'm just saying who can get in the end zone is what I'm saying.
I get it.
I'm not knocking Julio because I agree with you.
I'm with you.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I would take him if I were most teams. But there are certain – like, I don't want to put up with all his antics. Yeah, if you want to come into training camp on a helicopter, do what you want to do. You want to waste that money, fine. I don't
love
the fact –
He's stimulating the economy, Chris.
I don't love the fact that – he wasn't, you know, he stayed in his own place. Reportedly, a lot of his teammates said during training camp when everybody was required to stay on a campus or in essentially in dormitories, he would stay at his own place.
Do you
like,
know,
you're good. You're not, you know, Michael Jordan.
Do you know that?
You're not Tom Brady.
Do you know when Brett Favre played for the Jets?
He ain't Brett Favre.
No, I'm just saying, but do you know when Brett Favre played for the Jets, he had a separate locker room for the rest of the team, which is unheard of in football. He had a separate who?
Probably because, I mean,
but you know
they probably
football,
gave him that because of his age.
But you know what I'm saying.
But I get what you're saying.
That would be like, if you're a teammate, you'd be like, really? You can't even dress
right,
in here
and
with
those
us?
Things, see, I'm a big Antonio Brown fan. But I think there is a lot of immaturity there. And it's a lot of stuff that you just don't need to deal with. Now, be yourself. I don't mind you having a colorful personality.
And being different.
I don't
different.
Mind you talking your talk and walking your walk, so to speak. You know, do your stuff.
Just don't record us in the locker
right.
room when
that's
we're
what
naked.
I'm saying, though.
Can you do not do
or,
that?
Or when I'm giving a speech that's just for the team.
Right.
Like, junk like that, I don't need. That's what I'm saying. So I would want to sit down with him and probably talk with him, too.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Anytime we get to talk baseball, I feel good because I know how warm inside you get.
I just, hey.
I love talking baseball.
I'm a sports guy, yes. I love baseball.
No, baseball above everything else.
I love you baseball.
Why is your boy Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, for that reason, not signed yet? And people were thinking
collusion by
around,
the owners.
The talk around collusion. Major League Baseball is that they want these, of course they do, want long-term deals. Owners don't want to give it to them. So a lot of people thought that Bryce Harper would take, you know, with the Giants maybe a short deal.
Nope.
That was huge money.
No way, no how.
John Heyman, baseball insider, very plugged in.
I used to work with him at Newsday. He's one of the best in the business.
There you go. He tweeted out that Harper is not even considering taking a short-term deal.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. What if he – I'm just asking. What if he doesn't get that 10-year, that 8- to 10-year offer? Then what?
Nothing. I mean, he'd have to live with it. Now, here's my only thing. Here's where I think the owners have missed the boat on them compared to – if you want to go back and look at Albert Pujols' deal with the Angels and say, see, you gave Albert Pujols 10 years,
and
it was a bad deal.
And Cabrera.
Nah.
I mean, A-Rod, we can go all the way down the list.
No.
Every time you sign somebody
Albert
to this
Pujols
huge deal,
was how old,
Robinson
Chris?
Cano. How about Robinson Cano?
No, but you can't say
Seattle,
A-Rod,
did
they
that
won
work
a championship. The
with
Yankees
Texas,
won a championship.
With Texas.
He didn't go there for 10 years. He wasn't
he
there the
did,
whole
He
way.
Went there, yeah, because it wasn't working out.
No,
he was playing great,
no.
But it doesn't help you win.
But they didn't have the
I
pitching.
I want winners. I want to win.
I'm
you play
you,
to win the game. Signing Bryce Harper to a 10-year deal is not going to help me
old,
win.
How old was Albert Pujols when he signed his 10-year deal?
Don't give me Pujols.
I'm asking you. Give me some numbers. How old was he?
You act like he's the only one to
I'm
get a 10-year
deal. I'm asking you. That's the last one that people always point to.
That's just the most recent.
No, but that's
there
what people
many
point
examples.
To. How old was he?
A-Rod was a youngin'.
How old was
when
Albert
it didn't
Pujols?
Work out for Texas?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. You know?
32 years old. What? Guess how old.
That's not that old, to be honest.
Guess how old Bryce Harper and Manny Machado
26.
Is. Yes!
And Bryce Harper's already
they're
been
six
up and
years,
down.
They're six
he's
years
already
younger.
Giving me some mediocrity. And I
this
like
is nonsense.
Bryce Harper. I'm a Bryce Harper fan.
This is nonsense that these two guys at 26 years old would be signed and they would have their prime
career. Why should I give them 10 years?
Because they're worth it.
Really?
Yes.
Why are they worth it?
They're worth it. Both of them are great players.
Are they better than Alex Rodriguez? No.
At the time, maybe
how
not.
Did that even take you time to even answer?
No, but I'm still.
When
but,
he
but,
went to Texas on that 10-year,
right.
$275 million deal, he was still playing great. It didn't work out because it didn't make you win.
But that
they
what,
had to send it, him to New York.
But it had nothing to do with A-Rod.
It had to do with that team not being able to afford it, I guess.
No, they didn't add any other pieces. But my point is, both of
they
these
gave
players,
so much money?
Both of these players are worth it. They're 26
really?
Years
Stop
old.
It. Stop
They're
it.
Not old. They'll be in their prime of their career. You don't even reach your prime in baseball until 32. That's
I,
when you. That's
well,
when
so
you.
Pujols was in his prime. So why are you poo pooing that deal?
Well, because that was the that
he
was in
just
his
hitting
prime.
His prime. No,
these guys are in his
just
prime.
Just hitting his prime.
Yeah,
I thought
but
you said
guys,
you don't hit it till 32.
Around 32, but these guys are 26. The owners are colluding, and it's terrible.
Well,
both of these guys should be signed. I'm sick to death. I just threw up in my mouth that these guys aren't signed.
You throw up in your mouth a lot.
And pitchers and catchers.
You throw up in your mouth like once a show.
Pitchers and catchers are already reporting to spring training. How are these guys not in uniforms?
Because they want too much money.
They don't want too much. They want what their value
what
is,
I
what
do
they're
say
worth.
To you is this, Rob. I where I agree with you, because I always like to see players get paid, but I'm trying to look at it from both perspectives. And if I'm an owner, I'm not giving somebody a 10-year deal. I'm
no,
sorry.
Go ahead. Be the Oakland A's.
Because I can win
and
without
you.
You
can't even sell out your stadium, and you made the playoffs last year. Nobody wants to see that. No star baseball, and you got these
platoon
players.
Well, that's where your
game is headed,
baby.
No stars.
The two biggest stars on the market aren't even signed.
And platoons. I'm not trying to see that.
You,
I want to see.
You,
I want to see star players.
I thought you loved the game of baseball.
I love baseball.
Well, not if you don't. You have to have a superstar. You have to have a marquee name. You have to have a celebrity.
Yes. Did you see?
So you don't love baseball.
Did you see Mookie Betts?
I like the nuts and bolts of the game.
Did you see Mookie Betts? He's a star,
right?
Whoever's
playing, I want to see him.
Oh yeah, right.
I'm serious.
That's why you watch.
What I'll say to you is this:
what NBA team you watch? You don't even pay attention to the rest of the league.
What I will say to you:
attention to three teams.
Stop it. What I will say to you is this. The players, when it's time for the new CBA, they need to get out of that, you know, current situation where by the you're not even a
you don't
can't
doubt,
even get your contract.
You don't doubt that the baseball players will do
well. We'll see.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
see.
Okay.
All right. It's a different time. That was 20 years ago when
you,
they sat out the World Series.
No, they
all right. We'll see.
This is not
I'm
the NBA
saying,
or NFL.
We'll see.
Players
all right?
union.
But that's what they need to do because they shouldn't have to wait so long to really get that big time, that first big time deal. You agree with that? That's
yeah,
part
maybe,
of the
maybe
problem.
Maybe they can shorten it to
And if you give them that, if you say, look, as a rookie or as a, you know, as soon as you get to the major leagues, first year or something, second year, you might be able to get paid. Then maybe they'll agree to shorter deals.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And let's move on to the NBA, Rob. Last night, I don't know if you caught it, but I was watching that Houston Rockets game. And they were up. I can't even remember who they were playing. They were up. It didn't matter because Houston and Dallas. And they were up about 14, 15 with 2.5 minutes left. And James Harden only had 20 points. And, of course, he needed 30 to continue his streak of 30-point games.
Right.
He comes down, and it didn't even look like he was going, you know, like, I got to get my points because his teammates
like
wanted him to do it. And the game was still close enough. I mean, you figured they were going to win. But, you know, you still had the ball. And so he's coming down, buries, I believe it was three threes, and then got fouled as well. End up scoring 11 points in the last 2.5 minutes to continue his string of 30-point games. It's now up to 30. That's the third highest streak of all time. Wilt Chamberlain had a streak of 65 straight 30-point games or more. I know, right? And then 31 was another streak by Wilt. So Harden can tie Wilt's second longest streak and a streak that no one else in history has ever achieved. Now, we also saw another streak continued and actually one of Wilt Chamberlain's records broken, and that was Russell Westbrook, who dropped his 10th straight triple-double. That's the most straight triple-doubles in NBA history. Wilt Chamberlain had the old record of 9. And so what I want to ask you, Mr. Parker, is and both of these guys, I think we both agree what they've done is phenomenal. But which streak, gun to your head, you got to make a pick, which streak is more impressive?
And you're right. Both are. We're neither one of us are trying to poo-poo either one because they're both impressive. But I would take the James Harden streak. I really would. And, Chris, only from this standpoint. Paul George is having an unbelievable year, and he has help in Russell Westbrook. But when you look at James Harden and where he is, and Chris Paul, and right, Capella, is he back now?
Chris Paul's back. Capella's not
back. He's not back, right. Okay, Chris Paul came back.
Aaron Gordon's been back for a while.
Right, but he's been doing this without all his pieces together. And basically, you remember how poorly Houston started the season, Chris. You remember? It was like, oh, my God, they might not make the play. I mean, they were that bad to start. And then in this streak, it ain't like James Harden is just throwing up numbers. James Harden has led this team to a 21-9 record during this 30-game streak of 30 or more. That's impressive.
No question. No question.
Those are real, real numbers.
Yeah. Look, what Harden's doing is phenomenal, and we talked about this today on Undisputed. Anytime you do something that neither Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or Allen Iverson or George Gervin or Kevin Durant, some of the greatest scorers in NBA history, you do something they didn't do at what they do best.
Which
like
is score,
Jordan
right.
was a scorer at best. Kobe was a scorer, even though they were great all-around players. They were primarily scorers. And so for Harden to do something that neither of them did is incredible. That said, I have to go with Westbrook's streak. And here's why. Westbrook has done something that no one who has ever picked up a basketball, ever in America, in Lithuania, in Serbia.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
How do you know basketball
around
the world?
I follow basketball around the world. Okay. In China, in Angola. No one ever who has picked up the orange round ball has done what Russell Westbrook has done, which is have 10 straight triple-doubles. Anytime, and you know, Rob, those numbers that these dudes put up in the 60s, they were outlandish.
Right.
Like, that's why we always want to say post-merger, since the merger, because we can't even compare to what
we do it
Wilt
in,
Chamberlain
we do it
in, and mainly Oscar Robertson and Bill Russell, they were averaging 25 rebounds a game.
Well, we do that in all sports because there are differences in some eras where guys put up numbers that, you know, don't really when you look at
them. Yeah, but I don't think we do it as much in when you talk about the NBA, because obviously you had different eras in baseball.
Right.
The dead ball era, so to speak.
There's a Super Bowl era. There's a, you know what I mean?
But we only say that not because of the numbers. We say it because
the
Super Bowl has become the big game.
But it was different.
But
I'm just saying the way
they
didn't throw the ball. You know what I mean?
So
when they say, well, yeah, so-and-so has the most touchdown, they didn't throw the ball. They had running backs and fullbacks. I'm just saying.
But now the numbers are more prolific in football. Back then, they were more prolific in basketball for many reasons.
But I got you.
We don't even approach those records. Will 100 points in a game? Will 50 points a game one season? 25 rebounds? 44 points a game? 25 rebounds another season? Like, we don't even, like, they're incomparable. And Russell Westbrook has done it. No one, not the best minds in basketball, not Hubie Brown, not Jerry West, nobody thought a player, let alone a 6'3 point guard, could average a triple-double. He's done it for three straight seasons, and that's why I go with Westbrook. Here's another thing, Rob.
You
rightly brought up James Harden, 21-9. Great. He's doing it.
That number's impressive.
Right. But the Oklahoma City Thunder are 9-1 during Westbrook's triple-double streak. And guess what their record is when he gets a triple-double over the last 3 years?
No, it's good.
72-20. That's a 64-win
pace. That was the first year he did it, Chris, is the reason when people said about whether he should be the MVP. I said, no. Look at his numbers, and they win when he gets a triple-double.
Right.
He's not
people
just
want to act like it's
like
no,
he's just
winning.
Piling up stats,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter in the outcome of the game. And that's why I said, no. This matters. So,
no question. The other thing about Westbrook, and people, you know, I was on Colin the Herd today with Colin, and of course he's not a Westbrook fan, and he brought up
first
his
thing
shooting
he did.
Percentage.
Did you rip on
his
Colin?
Oh, I went off on him. Because he
didn't want to hear about the, he was saying the most made up stat.
41%, right. 24 from three. Look, Jason Kidd was a 40% career shooter.
Bob
During
Cousy was 38.
His best seasons. At in New Jersey and just during the prime of his career, wherever he was at, he often shot below 40%. Allen Iverson, his best season when he won MVP 2001, led Philly to the finals, shot 42%. Westbrook's almost shooting 42%. He's only a career 43% shooter, so it's not that huge of a drop. But what I like about him is that if you watch him now, in the past he would get those assists a lot of times where he's going to the hole looking for himself but can't get a shot off and then he'll kick it to a teammate. This year, he's actually looking for teammates, setting guys up, passing up his own shot to get Paul George and others the basketball. And when you look at his team around him, Rob, Paul George, Dennis Schroeder, Steven Adams, and Jeremy Grant are all having career years. It's because Westbrook has become a better facilitator and distributor. So I don't want to hear, like you said, I don't want to hear that, oh, they're empty numbers.
And
they
just
don't
put
right.
No. No, I agree with you. And it's hard. It's hard for me to put up an argument. The only thing I look at, Chris, when you talk about it, is Westbrook has more help and Harden doesn't. And it's hard when you're that guy every night and everybody knows if we're going to beat them, we got to stop Harden, and they can't do it.
Well, and it's not like he's running off screens. Not like they do run some high pick and roll, but the high pick and roll usually ends up still being an ISO for him. Like, he's doing it the hardest way
possible.
Yes,
that's what I mean, right.
Like, ISO, I'm going one-on-one, and the way he's able to create space. I mean, you got long, rangy defenders getting a hand up, and he can step back and get enough room for his three. I mean, the dude is phenomenal. Both of these guys are putting up some
He's the best player in the league right now.
Numbers. Right now means the last three nights?
No.
Is that what now means?
What?
You know he's not the best player. And as much as I'm praising Westbrook, he's not the best player in the world. He's not the best player on his team right now. It's Paul George. He wasn't the best player on his team
Paul
before
George
when they
is,
had Kevin Durant.
Paul George is having an unbelievable
You know,
season.
So I can separate the being the best player in the world from these tremendous numbers, but I do think these guys both deserve praise, and they're both going to be iconic figures.
So who are you
going
to pick? So you're picking Westbrook. I'm taking Harden.